Wow, another outside the box, assuming nothing. Today's topic is question assumptions. In a previous outside the box, I questioned authority and growth plus consumption plus internal combustion. Today I'm questioning assumptions, since I discussed a few years ago on another outside the box. Assumptions are one of the roots of evil. So, should we at the very least question assumptions, huh? Yes. I used to have a bumper sticker on my car that said, question assumptions. Then a piece of it came off, and it said, question a sump. Then another piece came off, and finally I just said, screw it, and ripped off the rest. I made the assumption that bumper stickers will stay on my car. Like the other one that says WERU Community Radio, which is still on, by the way. But almost every assumption is at least a little off, and often they're totally wrong. Instead of being the truth, assumptions often hide it. We think something is totally true when, in fact, it might be just the opposite. I was talking with a person helping to plan a weekend workshop for organizers. The person had asked the fundraiser to do a grassroots fundraising workshop and assumed that the person was not interested. However, when I talked to the fundraiser, that person was still up in the air and eventually decided to do the workshop. Another assumption bites the dust. Whenever I hear someone else telling me that they're assuming something, my response is, assume nothing. Getting rid of assumptions is a cornerstone of outside-the-box thinking, because it pushes us to think beyond the norm and the expected and to move us into the realm of the creative, the unique, and the different. But it's not easy to chuck those assumptions at the door. I make them all the time. That the drivers in front of me won't suddenly slam on their brakes. That a product I just bought will last a long time. That a person who looks a bit untrustworthy to me is dangerous, and that I will like the film I'm about to watch. That's on the individual side. On the macro level, we often categorize people by one small trait. Sometimes even that trait isn't accurate, such as assuming a person's race or ethnic identity, gender, sexual orientation, religion, etc. We judge another country's friendship or antagonism based on assumptions, not realities. Having no direct contact or personal knowledge almost guarantees that we make assumptions, which are very often wrong. When someone makes public statements, we assume they're true. Bad assumption. A recent Freedom of Information request by WERU Radio disclosed that Maine's governor grossly exaggerated the number of complaints he claimed to be getting about a proposed increase in the minimum wage. Now we assume that anything the government says is probably full of manure and not to be trusted. That assumption may be closer to the truth, but is also not necessarily accurate. So, let's look for those everyday situations that turn into inaccurate assumptions. We can root them out and discard them whenever we find them. Bottom line, not only question assumptions, but get rid of them entirely. When do you make assumptions, and when do you question them? I'm Larry Danziger, assuming nothing about nobody.